You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Say good morning to our radio partners, radio listeners, TV partner Peacock, and those watching on the app. Download it. You can watch for free. Our long NFL contract nightmare is over. Finally, the Dallas Cowboys reached a long-term agreement with Dak Prescott. The final numbers are big. 4 years, $160 million, $126 million guaranteed. And it feels like the two sides have been negotiating forever, because they have been. And maybe because we overcover the Cowboys so much, Dak would have earned $37 million this season under the franchise tag. Reaching a long-term deal makes a lot of sense for both sides. But yesterday, I think everybody was in unison in saying the same thing. The Cowboys were going to franchise Dak Prescott. I didn't hear anything where there's a contract, a longer-term contract in the on-deck circle here. And then all of a sudden, Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network came out and said, Dak and the Cowboys have agreed to a longer-term deal, and then Shefty had the numbers. Dallas wasn't great with Dak under center last year, but they were a lot worse after he broke his ankle in week five when Andy Dalton came in. But Prescott has established himself as one of the more consistent quarterbacks in the league. He puts up big numbers, and everybody seems to like him in the building. And now the negotiations are over. The talking point really shifts to, how good can this team be with Dak getting paid and some other bloated contracts on that roster? But paying Dak Prescott may end up being the easy part. Making this team come together and actually playing at an elite level in 2021, that might be the greater challenge for the Dallas Cowboys. And you start to look at the salary cap issues that they may have here as they move forward. Now, I do think the Cowboys eliminating a distraction was really important. That contract is not just lingering there on the surface. So you get rid of that, eliminating that. And then you start to look at some of these contracts that they already have. And I've said, because you're a Dallas Cowboy, means you get paid, but that doesn't mean you're good. Amari Cooper, $20 million cap hit. DeMarcus Lawrence, $25 million. Zach Martin, $17 million. Tyron Smith, $14 million. Zeke Elliott, $13.7 million. I'm not sold on the offensive line being elite anymore. You win in the trenches. The defensive line, aside from DeMarcus Lawrence, has been a disappointment. Amari Cooper is not an elite wide receiver. Good wide receiver, not elite. But this is what Jerry did, and he did it kind of in reverse order. Let me pay all of these guys, and then let me pay my quarterback. A lot of teams do the other order there. You know, Jerry is trying to win a Super Bowl. I think he was betting against Dak Prescott the previous year or previous 2 years and decided that he was going to have to pay him. And the numbers with Dak Prescott, I don't know what he's going to be in 2 years as far as his salary goes. Jerry Jones is 78. There's no rebuild here. But Dak's contract, where's it going to be in 2 years, 3 years? Where's it going to be after Lamar Jackson? Where's it going to be after Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield? These are guys that are going to get paid as well. And for the life of me, I still don't understand why the next quarterback up makes more than the previous quarterback. Because they're not as good as Patrick Mahomes. They're not as good as Aaron Rodgers. Baker Mayfield is going to make, what, $40 million? Lamar Jackson, what's he going to make? So there's a lot of things that's attached to Dak Prescott staying in Dallas. That takes one more team off the board for Russell Wilson. And that's another thing to keep an eye on, because we haven't heard anything from Russ or his camp, aside from when they put out the list of four teams that he would go to. Because does Russell Wilson get to the point where, or his agent, hey, Dallas is off the board. The Bears can't give us something that's truly attractive. The Saints aren't going to be able to do that either. Maybe it's the Raiders, or I stay in Seattle. Or do I entertain the idea of going to another team that wasn't on my Final Four. Because that might be the direction we're headed. If two teams have already made an offer to Seattle, from what I'm told, but we don't know exactly what's in that offer, but we do know those two teams are not on Russell Wilson's list. Now what happens? Because if you start to look at what is the story that's going to happen in the offseason? What's left? Deshaun Watson, and can Russell Wilson find harmony in Seattle? We know Deshaun Watson is not going to stay in Houston. He may have to for a little while, but eventually he's going to play someplace else. But there's moving parts here with what's going on. Then we have the draft coming up, and that's going to be pretty interesting. What do the Jets do? Sam Darnold. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is with the 49ers as much as they want to tell me he is. I don't believe that. With the Raiders and Derek Carr. Everybody wants the rookie contract because that's how you build a team. It's really hard to build a team when your quarterback's going to make that kind of money. The reason why Seattle succeeded was because Russ, on that rookie contract, they were able to keep that defense intact. And Dallas doesn't have that luxury with Dak Prescott. If I'm Tom Brady, I would say to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, give me $5 million. Let me have a say in what we spend. Let's say the other $20, $25 million. Let me have a say in that. I'll give you my services the next year for $5 million. If I win the Super Bowl, I get this bonus. Because this isn't about money, and I know it's not my money I'm talking about, but if I'm Tom Brady, hey, I want to win another Super Bowl. How do I do that? Well, I want us to go get Odell Beckham Jr. Now, I want us to be able to pay him. I want to get him. And I want to make sure that we keep Shaq Barrett. Like, these are the things that I would want to do if I'm Tom Brady with my legacy. Now, he may say, no, I need to be paid commensurate to what I do and who I am, whatever I mean to the league, whatever that is. But if you're looking at winning, sometimes you take this money, you want all this money. But with that comes the expectation level of now you probably have to do a whole lot more than what you're expected to do. Like, there's no, hey, Dak, you made it to the playoffs. Now it's, what did you do in the playoffs, Dak? This isn't a feel-good story like Tony Romo was for a while. Oh, that's a nice little story, Tony Romo. And then all of a sudden, Romo's getting paid, and then it wasn't a nice little story. It's different. It changes. It'll change overnight. Patrick Mahomes, that pressure is going to be there the rest of his career. But you're going to have Baker Mayfield, the same thing. Lamar Jackson, the same thing. Josh Allen is going to get paid as well. But I think for Dallas to do this, to move on from this, was really important for both sides. And for Dak Prescott, look, you bet on yourself. I applaud you. You got a great deal. Imagine coming off a broken ankle, like a serious injury. And his negotiations, that salary, it didn't cost him anything. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. I'm sure the doctors are looking at him and they have to sign off on this and pass a test or something. But imagine that. He broke his ankle. And I haven't heard one piece of information where the Cowboys went, yeah, we're not quite sure if he's going to be ready or not, healthy or not. It's a broken ankle. That's trickier than coming back from knee surgery. And it doesn't seem to have hurt him at the bargaining table. He got everything he wanted. No trade, can't franchise him, and it's 4 years. They'll spread it out over six, help the Cowboys a little bit here, and then he gets back in the mix after four more years. And then he'll be 32 years of age and be able to cash in on one more contract here. But some of these contracts, I think that Patrick Mahomes' deal is going to be a bargain. We're going to look back and we're going to go, Kansas City got a bargain. And it sounds crazy when you go 10 years, $450 million. It's probably, and I said it at the time, it's team friendly and it'll probably be a bargain. Yeah, see.
But people have probably been saying this for 20 or 30 years, right? But can this rate of paying quarterbacks possibly sustain itself for the next 10 years?
I said it this morning, Seton.
How can that possibly, how can you, are you looking at, and then sometime in the next 10 years, is some kid going to be a billion-dollar quarterback? There's just no way.
You wonder how much. It's just like the NBA. We've done the same thing where we go, wait, that guy's making $40 million a year? And you wonder, you know, the owners don't have a salary cap on what they can make, but there is a salary cap in play, you know, with what the players can make and then how you navigate around that. With the NBA, it's a little bit different. Now, the money's not as big with the TV contracts, but, you know, how many players are you paying? Whereas the NFL, that's trickier when you're trying to build a roster. You know, I still look at what Dallas did, and it's just the contracts are bloated. You know, Zeke Elliott didn't like that deal. I don't want a second deal for a running back. The offensive line has been banged up. They've spent money on the wide receivers. They've spent money on what we thought were named defensive players, and it hasn't worked out. So you got the contracts done, and you have, you know, of all the teams in the NFC East, we don't know who Washington's going to have at quarterback. The Eagles got Jalen Hurts. And the Giants, who knows if Daniel Jones is their long-term future. Like, Dallas has an easy road within the division. And then they have to do some damage coming into the postseason. Sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Go to danpatrick.com. Enter your email address, and you will get the newsletter available daily at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. This program brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. And you set it up 30 minutes or less. Don't have to worry about a break-in at your home ever again. Go to simplysafedan.com today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera. Yes, Paulie?
You know, it's kind of tough to understand when you see these headlines, Dak Prescott, highest paid quarterback, 4 years, 160, is that it all comes down to, I guess, cap room, cap friendliness. Did Dak make it easier on the Cowboys in the short term? Because if you look at it, I was reading, again, this is very complex, all the money stuff. But if they franchise tagged him, it would have been a much worse year.
Yeah.
This year would have been much tougher to add other players.
Yeah.
So it's short-term friendly, and Dak just gets paid a lot of money by Jerry Jones, which he's got tons for days.
Yeah, I don't know why Jerry was kicking and screaming for the last 2 years. It felt like you were going to have to pay him, but I think Jerry wanted to see another year. And I understand that. You know? I think that the NFL is, you know, on the verge of being loaded with contracts with quarterbacks, and you go, why are we paying this guy that amount of money? You know, I would want to see another year from Baker Mayfield. I would want to see another year from Lamar Jackson. Not as much with Josh Allen, but, you know, you don't want to offend the player or the agent, but I would just say, look, I want to see another year. Because if you have a great year, we're all in. You're going to get your money. But, you know, these teams, for the life of me, when Carson Wentz got extended, when Jared Goff got extended, I went, why? Especially Jared Goff. You didn't have to. And then the Bears, financial sanity sets in, and they don't extend Mitchell Trubisky. But, yeah, just trying to keep an eye on what goes on with the amount of money you're going to pay him, what it's going to be like in 2 years. I remember when Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies, and McLovin goes, I guarantee it. Mark my words, this will go down as a really good deal for the Phillies. It'll be a bargain. And maybe it will be, where you go, you're paying him that amount of money, but who knows what it's going to be in 5 years from now, 3 years from now. And the same thing with Dak Prescott. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, if you know, you were talking about what the TV deal could be. So if the salary cap went from, what, 180 to 260, say, next year. So I have no idea, but like that means quarterbacks are going to be signing 51, 52, yeah. 53 a year, yeah. Next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to forget about Dak almost instantly.
Well, it's this, you know, the new TV deals, these contracts, crazy, you know, with the amount of money. Like if you don't have a billion, like don't even call us. Like it's everybody. You know, the mothership, NBC, Fox, CBS, billions. Yeah, McLeod.
How nervous did Jared Goff and Carson Wentz not working out make everybody? Like, our teams looking at those say, oh, that was a no-brainer at the time, and then it fizzled.
Well, I have to look at a few things attached to that. Did we give Sean McVay more of the credit for the development of Jared Goff? And you could tell that they were moving on from Jared Goff. It's the same with the Niners. You know, the Niners gave Jimmy Garoppolo an unbelievable contract after, what, he played 7 games? And then you have Carson Wentz, you know, you could see that. So it's not necessarily your play. There are other things that were happening behind the scenes that start to unravel, and then you go, do we want to lock this guy up, long-term contract? And, there's some really smart football guys, but sometimes they make some really dumb business decisions. And that's where I don't want to jump in sooner than I need to. Everything plays out. We're going to do it the right way. If you play great, you get paid, and it's going to be commensurate to where you are in the order of getting paid. And Dak Prescott played it perfectly, absolutely perfectly. Had to wait, but broken ankle. So what? I'm still going to get paid this kind of money. Tim Kalishaw will join us coming up a little bit. He covers the Cowboys Dallas Morning News. Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership will join us. Dr. J, Julius Erving, will stop by.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, Dr. J will stop by. We were talking about great dunkers. Fritzy, reach out to Doc, and he will join us coming up. That'll be top of next hour. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Here was a poll question that Paulie sent me, and I like it. Who had the best offseason? Quarterback strategy-wise. Cowboys, Eagles, Rams, Lions, maybe the Steelers. Because I can look at what the Eagles did, and they got rid of Carson Wentz. You got Jalen Hurts on a rookie contract. I got the Rams, and I got Matthew Stafford an upgrade, and that's not an exorbitant salary hit. You did pay a lot to get him. The Lions, they got Jared Goff. They can get out from that contract next year. Cowboys with Dak and the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger. Who had the best offseason? Let me think about this. Yes, McLean.
There's one team on there whose offseason is not over, though. The Philadelphia Eagles. Are we sure they're going Jalen Hurts? I read the report. But they happen to be sitting at 6, and if they want a quarterback, are they sending out his message saying, hey, we're not taking a quarterback. You don't have to trade up to number 5. It just feels a little fishy, whatever's going on down there.
Well, the owner came out and said we're going to build around Jalen Hurts.
But did he?
Well, I thought he said that.
It was a report from Mort that Jeffrey Lurie is saying that.
Oh.
I don't know. It just feels
weird.
Well,
why would an owner come out and say that?
He didn't come out and say it, though.
Okay, but I'm saying if Mort had this report, like if I'm like, what is your strategy to come out and say? It'd be like the Jets saying we're absolutely positively not taking a quarterback at number 2.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't help you.
Well, because the Bengals are sitting at 5, so teams might, if they say they want Trey Lance, they might call up if they think the 7-8 team might want a quarterback.
I would love if the Eagles took a quarterback.
Yeah, just because they're smokescreen.
It'd be the best. You know, the more chaos, the better. It's all about content, McLovin.
I do want to hear your thoughts on Jalen Hurts later. I'm curious as an Eagles fan. I just don't know what they have in that one.
We'll take a break. We'll talk Cowboys football with Tim Kalishaw. Is this a good situation for both? And what are the expectation level? What should be the expectation level for the Dallas Cowboys this upcoming season? Take a break. 21 after the hour. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. 30 minutes. That's it. You don't have to worry about a break-in in your home again. That's how quick and easy it is to set up a security system from Simply Safe. That's it. You order it online. Comes right to your door. No electrician or technician coming in. Simply Safe, go to simplysafedan.com. You customize your home. You choose the exact sensors you want. You actually get a free security camera by going to simplysafedan.com and ordering your system. And once you get it, You're going to be able to set it up, and then that's when SimpliSafe takes over. So it's simple in the application of setting it up, but it's safe. 24/7 monitoring. There's no contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. Your house will feel safe right away. And then they have professionals monitoring. Go to SimpliSafeDan.com today. Customize your system, and you will get that free security camera. Also, 60-day risk-free trial, nothing to lose. That's SimpliSafeDan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
McLovin touched on this about Chris Mortensen. Mort had a report. I'll give you the tweet here. Would not report the Eagles have internal unanimity on Hurts' QB1, but sources say the boss, Jeffrey Lurie, has instructed his group to prioritize making Hurts successful in 2021 as opposed to creating true competition. And then here's one reporter, Les Bowen, who covers the Eagles. If the Eagles really are sure about Jalen Hurts going forward, that's a conclusion they have come to very, very, very recently. I don't think he's produced any new tape to evaluate. Well, that's the approach I would have. I haven't seen enough of Jalen Hurts where I go, here's the keys to the car, and it's an expensive car. I'm not doing that. I want to see a little bit more with Jalen Hurts. Man, we have this rush to judgment. In the case in point, and I'll get to Tim Kalishaw, but, you know, we did this with Deshaun Watson, and I think we're doing it with Justin Fields a little bit, where we've seen a lot, but we've seen too much. Therefore, gosh, I got to get somebody we haven't seen that much of. You know, I'm starting to like Zach Wilson a whole lot more. Okay. I think we're overthinking. We overthought Deshaun Watson. I think we're overthinking Justin Fields. It's, you know, Mitchell Trubisky. You know, this guy nobody knows about. Daniel Jones, nobody knows. I'd like to know a whole lot more about my quarterback. Let's put it that way. Not, I don't know, this guy. It's like the less we find out, the more valuable they are. That's not the case with this guy. The more we find out about him, the more valuable he is. He's Tim Kalishaw, Dallas Morning News columnist and star of ESPN's Around the Horn. If I talked to you yesterday,
yes,
what would you have said about what the Cowboys were going to do with Dak Prescott?
I gave it in the morning a 10% chance they would do anything other than just franchise him today. So I was off by 90%, I suppose, on where this thing was headed. But I talked to a couple people who cover the team on a daily basis, and they were a little higher than that. They were 15 to 20. So there wasn't a lot of thought this was going to get done.
Was yesterday a good day for the Cowboys?
That should be an easier question to answer. Yes. I'm going to say yes. But it's not a great day for the Cowboys. It's a great day for number four.
Yes.
It's a real good day for him. I just think there's realistic concerns. These numbers are real. The teams are not winning or going to Super Bowls with quarterbacks making 35 to 40 million. I mean, Tom Brady wins most of them, but even if you took out the ones he's won recently, the quarterbacks that would have won the game would have been Goff in his first contract or, you know, Mahomes again. And so it's the guys, it just gets really hard to build a roster. It's not impossible, but it's tough. They have a green light for this year. They have a $22 million salary cap figure for Dak this year. That's good. That's going to go up quickly. And then in 3-4 years they're back at it again with it. So this is kind of a 1 year window. Okay, do something in 2021.
My question is not about you know, Dak, as much as it is that defense, unless their philosophy is we're just going to outscore people, because that defense has been an embarrassment.
I think the philosophy will be in between those two. I think they're hoping Dan Quinn, by coming here, you know, brings the Seattle defense from 7 years ago with him, not the crappy defense he had in Atlanta as a head coach most of the time. But that's a coaching change. They need personnel. They need pass rushers. They're going to have to draft corners. They know that. So again, they're kind of doing what they did after Dak and Zeke's rookie year when they went 13-3 and they rebuilt the secondary. They got rid of Brandon Carr and all the veterans and said, we're going to draft Awuzie and Jordan Lewis and these guys. And so you're counting on that. The defense has to help. You can't win. You can't just sit here and say, we're going to score 33 points a game. That's not realistic.
I was also wondering about this. You know, Dak is coming off a broken ankle.
Yes. People don't like to talk about that.
No, but I do. I watched the video, Tim. It's real.
It is.
He didn't get hurt at the bargaining table with a broken ankle, coming back from a broken ankle.
No. And that's shocking to me, and I've written about that a number of times. You try to put it in a nicer way as possible, but realistically, this guy was – he was 5 rushing touchdowns a year. He was a threat to run. He's more like, you mentioned Deshaun Watson a minute ago. He's more like that as a runner. He's not Kyler Murray or Lamar, but he was a threat. And he also, because he's big, he would try to run over defensive backs a little bit. And now, having experienced what he did with Logan Ryan, is he going to back off from that? Is he strictly a guy who's in the pocket? And how does that change his value to the team? Nobody has that answer.
I also wondered about this. You've written about this, but if Jerry had signed Dak Prescott 2 years ago, he would have gotten a bargain, I think. But then would they be in a similar situation in a year where Dak would be signing up for even more money with this new TV deal, and that he would be ready to go, you know, back on the market?
Well, yeah, if they'd signed him 2 years ago, I think the extension would have lasted as long as this one does. They would have redone the last year of his rookie deal and stuff. So at some point, he's going to be, if he's a successful quarterback, he's still going to have some prime years left, clearly, when this contract runs out. So they've got 4 years. They got 4 more years of him, and they got to do something at that point. That's 9 years. That's 9 years for Zeke. That's a lifetime for a running back. So they've got to, you know, you were just talking about quarterbacks. The other starters in their division are Daniel Jones, Jalen Hurts, and I guess Taylor Heineke at the moment. I mean, you know, Dak is beyond head and shoulders above that group. They got to make that count. They got to do something with that. Yeah. They can't keep wasting these years.
Are the Cowboys in a Super Bowl over the next 4 years?
No. I'll say they're going to end their NFC championship drought, 25 years without one. They'll get to that in the next 4 years, but if I'm sitting here making a prediction today, there's a lot that has to go right with this team and this coaching staff and this head coach to get to a Super Bowl. They're in better position by being in the NFC looking ahead than the AFC. Almost all the good young quarterbacks other than Kyler Murray are in the AFC. And that's where it's going to be a dogfight to get past Mahomes and everybody for years. They're in a little better fit there, but there's still too many good teams. Green Bay's got years left. Lord knows Tampa Bay's got years left with their quarterback. So they have a chance, but I would predict no.
Is Dak Prescott a great quarterback?
He's a really good quarterback. I would say no. I'd say he can be, but I would say also year 6, is he likely to suddenly get better? I don't think so. But what we saw the first 5 weeks last year, surrounded by really good talent, he could lead the league in passing yards and win bigger playoff games than he has. But you don't look at him like you did Aaron Rodgers 10 years ago and say, or Russell Wilson after 4 years and say, this guy's great. You say, this guy's good. You got to keep him. You got to put people around him and let's see what happens. He hasn't proven greatness yet.
If you could get rid of one contract on the Cowboys right now, which one would you get rid of?
I would get rid of Jalen Smith's, and although that's not that bad a contract, I think he counts $10 million this year. They're okay right now. I think they've always, three of their top five contracts are offensive linemen. The top six contracts are offensive linemen, and that's hard to do to put that much money there and not put any in the defense. And here I am taking a defensive contract away. I just think linebacker being the position it is, that's the one I would probably remove. I don't think they have any terrible deals. I wouldn't take away DeMarcus Lawrence just because his sack totals are down. I think he's still an important player. But they have got to have a great draft, which they're pretty good at, and they've got to somehow make this defense middle of the road.
You feel bad that we won't be talking again for a few years?
Well, we have Luca, Danny.
What's there to talk about?
He's pretty good. That's another team that needs to build around a guy who's pretty good, except he's more than pretty good. It is a little sad. Writing at least one Dak contract column a month has been kind of a toss-up for 2 years. Because it's always gone these different directions. And like you said, the Cowboys could have done themselves a big favor. And I still think of Stephen Jones saying 2 years ago, we're not going to set the market. Great, great plan. We'll just have the market run over us. We'll just have it steamroll us. And we're going to give a guy $40 million. And now people are mad here because he got too much money.
Yeah. Were you secretly rooting for Russell Wilson to come to the Cowboys?
I didn't spend more than, despite your intrepid reporting, which got this whole thing started, I didn't really spend more than 5 minutes on that. I think Seattle would be insane to trade him. I would have been different, but no, I didn't really punt that as much as I could have.
Yeah, that's good. That's smart on your part. Tim, thanks for joining us as always, and we'll look forward to your next appearance on Around the Horn.
That's today. Today's Dak Day.
Oh.
So if I can't win today.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, what am I doing here?
Wow. You're right about that. Well, we'll be rooting for you, Tim, as always.
What's a good FaceTime, I wonder? I haven't even thought of that. My gosh.
Oh, you're already thinking about winning?
Not usually at 8:30 in the morning, no.
Thank you, Tim. Tim Kalishaw, he's calling his shot. And you know Tony Reale is watching right now going, oh, Kalishaw calling his shot on the Dan Patrick Show earlier. Boop, 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 boop. He starts out with maybe minus 4 points for Dak Prescott's jersey number. Maybe that's it. Boop, 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 boop. Called your shot, huh? Yeah, Paul.
I watched Around the Horn probably 100 times. I still don't know what's going on there with the voting, the points, the things, all the number, the stuff going on. Beep, 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 beep.
It's not that hard, Paul.
I know.
It's like I give you points if you do well.
Does Reale judge it or does someone in back judge it?
No, it's Reale.
I don't know.
It'd be like I ask you guys a question. And then I gave you points based off what you said.
Should we do Around the Horn Day someday here? Like a tribute, an homage to a show we like and a guy we like.
We do it Around the Horny, and it's Fritzy. Yes, Todd.
That's very clever.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Todd gave me mock headlines on Dak Prescott. And I'm going to allow it.
You are?
Yes, I'm going to allow. I'm going to have you do your best three. And then we'll decide if we go from there.
That's fair.
Okay?
That's reasonable.
That's it. And are you ready for that? We're going to take a break.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Just want to let the audience know that
they have to
if they need to take a break.
Pull over to the side of the road.
Yes, Paul.
We've been covering this Dak Prescott story for about a year and a half. So Todd's had a year and a half to work these headlines out. They should be awesome.
No excuses for not strong ones.
We'll take a break. Play of the day up next and your phone calls. Dr. J is going to join us coming up top of the hour. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Naismith gets the inbounds pass. He's double-teamed immediately. Now the defense backs up. 6 seconds to shoot. Any bucket would win it for the Golden Eagles. Naismith crosses over into the lane. Driving left. Puts up the floater. It's off the rim and out. O'Banner step back falls. It's good. O'Banner wins it for the Golden Eagles. 90-88.
Next up for Oral Roberts, North Dakota State for a ticket to the Big Dance. That's tonight at 9 Eastern on ESPN2. That's courtesy of the Oral Roberts Sports Network. I remember Oral Roberts for a moment back in the 70s had a player, I think his name was Richie Fuqua, and he might have been one of the top scorers in the nation, maybe led the nation in scoring, but Oral Roberts was a player back then for a couple of years. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive, the supplement I take every day, powerful ingredients backed by science. I get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. All right. Mock headlines with Dak Prescott re-signing with the Dallas Cowboys. Here's Todd Fritz.
NFC yeast. Will Dak rise to occasion and deliver?
All right.
Dacamol. Prescott pops up after Jerry's best swings.
That's not good.
Zen and Jerry. Finally some peace as Dak gets just desserts.
That's not good either. Ben and Jerry, I get it. Zen and Jerry. I got it.
Then I had like five others.
All right.
Oh, you want me to do those?
Give me a good one.
How about that contract?
Okay. Okay. I like that one. That one's a little bit better with you, audible, with the audible portion of this, that's great. If I just read it, it's not as good, but when you say it like Jimmy Johnson, okay, good.
Boy, that's a lot of money. Wow, boy.
We're back to reality. One more as we say goodbye to Todd and his mock headlines.
Jerry Christmas, Dak slays Grinch as owner opens wallet wide.
Okay, that's better.
That was an actual laugh.
I like that one. Jerry Christmas.
I shouldn't read the last two. I'll ruin it. There's only two
more.
I
just gave you a laugh.
I should end on the left. Paulie always reminds me, end it on a good note.
No, why don't you just fire him out?
It's Seton's always the one that cringes and like.
You can't tease us with the final two.
Okay,
Todd. I mean, come on.
Go ahead.
All right. Instead of tag, you're it, Dak. I went with no tag. You're it, Dak. And then I wrapped it up with his saddle is now GLADL.
Oh crap!
Oh my God!
Yes,
Seton got what he wanted.
Great call,
Seton. You know that Seton set you up.
Saddle is a cowboy.
It's now GLADL. What, dude?
He's a cowboy. He rides horses. Horses have a saddle.
Do we
he's been
tell
sad,
you?
And now he's glad because
okay,
he got his money.
Okay, but this is where you get upset. Hey, you don't embrace upset. My mock headlines. We just told you.
And then Ryan's going to send in some that are far inferior, and you guys are going to laugh.
Oh,
and
far inferior?
Done it.
Inferior to GLADL?
GLADL?
The saddle.
Saddle?
The saddle is now GLADL.
Ryan in Honolulu joins us. Hey, Ryan. Uh-oh.
This is a setup. Fritzy set up the phone.
Is that a tap out?
Oh, no. We got Ryan. Ryan.
Aloha, Dan.
Aloha, Ryan. All right. You got three mock headlines, all right?
Thanks for warming up the crowd there, Todd. I feel like I'm following you at Caroline's here. All right. We got next QB up. Dallas Star gets that quarterback money.
Okay. A little lengthy, but all right. Quarterback.
Jerry Jones is big and rich. Ride with Dak. Save the Cowboys.
All right, a little country there. Big and rich. All right. Save
finally,
a horse. Ride a cowboy.
Sorry.
Hold on, Ryan. No, don't step on me. I'm trying to help you out a little bit here. All right, here's your third.
Appreciate it.
All right, there we go.
Finally, a handshake deal for Dak. Says Dan Patrick interview for need to complete the process.
Okay.
Good reference.
Okay. Obscure reference, but a good reference. Thank you, Ryan. I'm going to lean towards Ryan there. I thought he had Todd watered his down. Like he started out okay, built it up, good laugh, like a true laugh from me.
Doesn't the headline have to actually fit on the page though? Or how many? That would be my question.
It's an L, Todd.
I can't accept that. I'm going to have to.
Just like the Cowboys, it's an L.
What got you? That second one when he sung the country song?
No, it was kind of funny. Right. You know, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
How about that contract?
Okay. Nope, forget it. I know. Sorry. Too little, too late.
FC Yeast. I thought we had something there.
Alex in Missouri. Alex? Hey, Alex.
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 5'9" and a soft 220. Just wanted to talk a little bit about the Dak Prescott signing. I mean, I'm a longtime Cowboys fan and just really happy that we finally got the deal done. I feel like it was long overdue. Hopefully we're not mortgaging our future by doing that, but I was very glad that we got it done. Other than that, Paulie, I'm a Southeast Missouri alumni, and I know you're from the area, so I just want to say what's up there. Seton, definitely one of my favorite Danettes, so keep going with that laugh. Fritzy, keep it up with the jokes, buddy. You know, love it. And you do a good thing for the show. McLovin, you just keep being McLovin, man.
All right.
Aside from that.
Thanks. Oh, thank you, Alex. We're taking roll call here. I got a show to do. I mean,
I love Tyler's work, and sorry about Alan, the IT guy.
Yeah.
Big German is looking slim.
But thank you, Alex. Thank you. Thank you. It's Alex doing roll call here on the show.
He's got a lot of nice things to say about the group.
I know, but send
how about
it,
a little positivity
send it,
Tuesday?
Send
Let's
a
go.
Text or an email.
Let's go.
All right. Jeff in Detroit.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for Chat Row, my gentlemen. How is everyone today?
Just get to the point, Jeff.
Not... Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Basically, Dak's situation, now that the light is on him and he has that money, what is considered the benchmark? What is going to be successful? I'm looking at it like NFC championship or bust, because there's no way that you can get away with paying somebody $160 million and not producing. What does he have to do in order for this to be successful? Because you know they're going to be on his head.
Well, I think it's simple. Thank you, Jeff. You know, over the next 4 years, you need to be competing in a Super Bowl. And you know, maybe not just competing, winning a Super Bowl. The expectation level is always high with the Cowboys and at that position with the Cowboys. I would expect the Cowboys to be playing for a Super Bowl. Plus, you look at the NFC is not formidable right now. I mean, who are the great teams in the NFC? Now, the Rams, okay, with Matthew Stafford, we'll see how much of an improvement that is. The Niners are going to be healthier. I don't know what's happening with Seattle. Can Tampa do it again? What about the Saints? Who's their quarterback? Green Bay? You know, is Green Bay as good as they're going to be? Can we expect another MVP season out of Aaron Rodgers? Like, the Cowboys should be great. They should have been great last year. Obviously, Dak getting hurt. I would say you got to be in a Super Bowl. You got to be winning a Super Bowl. Those would be my expectations. Dr. J is going to join us in 10 minutes, Dan Patrick Show. One more item first hour, our friends from M-Drive. Age is inevitable, right? We're never going to be as young as we are right now, but don't let age beat you. You got to be on the attack, and that's why you have to start your day with M-Drive, the everyday supplement I try. Every single day, don't let age beat you. M-Drive is packed with powerful ingredients. It's backed by science. Help keep me energized and strong and lean. You wake up and you're ready to go. You want to work out, eat right, you hit the ground running. Are you ready to try M-Drive? Go to mdrivedan.com. You're going to get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. And if you don't order on the website, you can get M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me, and it'll work for you. M-Drive has a lot of great products there. Make sure you go to the website to check everything out. Go to mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive.